Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz helped to celebrate the recent grand opening of a new cellulosic ethanol plant in Hugoton, Kansas. The $500 million Abengoa biorefinery was supported in part by a Department of Energy loan guarantee, and Moniz says it serves three main objectives.
One is growing the economy, creating good jobs. Second, advancing our energy security interests, not only for the United States alone, but for our allies and friends. And if we look at the situation in Ukraine today, you understand what I mean in terms of energy security of our allies and friends being important for our national security. And third, moving towards the low carbon economy that we need to address climate change.
Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas noted the role that energy bills passed by Congress had in encouraging the development of next-generation biofuels, as well as what cellulosic ethanol production means for farmers.
And I speak for both myself and Governor Brownback that we take pride in our past work when we were in the Senate to help pass both the 2005-2007 energy bills, in addition to the letters of support that we both signed and supported with outreach to the Department of Energy at that time, to help put into motion the economic and the regulatory tools necessary to make this plant's opening a reality. So today we are celebrating much more than the creation of a permanent high-paying jobs in this community and all of Southwest Kansas. This plant will also serve as a new revenue source for Kansas farmers looking to sell crop residue like stalks and leaves and stems that are unsuitable to be converted into co-products like livestock feed.
Manuel Sanchez Ortega, CEO of Abengoa, the Spanish-based corporation behind the new Kansas plant, says it was the renewable fuel standard that allowed them to move forward with the production of cellulosic ethanol.
There is no way, no way on earth that we will have decided to invest more than $500 million in a project full of risks from both technology and financial without the existence of a solid framework as it was the RFS. Thank you for your defending year after year in Washington that idea, the importance of the RFS.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.